you, Mr. Vice President. The UK welcomes the Angolan brokered ceasefire and encourages the Democratic Republic of Congo's continued engagement with the Luanda process to bring about lasting peace. We remain deeply concerned by ongoing human rights violations and abuses across the Democratic Republic of Congo. The situation in the East is particularly grave. Civilians, including women and children, endure ongoing challenges to their human rights. We strongly condemn attacks on camps for internally displaced people and of the positioning of artillery close by. The recent events at Makala prison were shocking. We encourage a comprehensive and transparent investigation and the urgent resolution of issues pertaining to overcrowding and protection of female inmates. The UK calls on the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to revoke its reinstatement of the death penalty. We are particularly concerned by the many death sentences passed on those involved in the events of 19th of May. While the UK strongly condemns these events, we urge the Democratic Republic of Congo to reconsider the use of the death penalty. How can the international community support the Democratic Republic of Congo further to strengthen both access to justice for victims of human rights abuses and to secure accountability for perpetrators? Thank you.